Today's show is 50% off.
Total's $138.55.
Is it?
It's like 1,000 coupons.
And we're getting extra terrestrial.
What if extraterrestrials aren't traveling light years to visit us? What if they're already here waiting for us to reach out?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, September 30th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. What is awkward? The Big Bang Theory alum and new Jeopardy host Mayim Bialik says friend Neil Patrick Harris stopped talking to her after she didn't participate in a standing ovation for him following a performance of the musical Rent. Appearing on The Late Late Show with James Corden, the actress told the host and musical actor and lover that she's not a fan of musicals. They just aren't her thing, which is fine. But at the end of one particular performance of Rent during the standing ovations, Harris read Bialik's lips as she turned to her then boyfriend and said, quote, "I don't want to stand for this." Here's how the rest of that went down.
When I went backstage to say hi to him, he said, we were friends at the time, he said, "I kid you not, why did you say you weren't going to stand up?" He read my lips.
It's a very fair question.
I did not have a good answer.
No.
It was terrible.
Then you just got to own it. You just got to own it.
It was bad.
I did not enjoy it.
It was many years ago. We didn't speak for a long time.
Really?
He says that he forgave me, and he sent me flowers when he heard about that. I'm still carrying this terrible. I mean, I felt terrible.
You
it just wasn't my thing.
You should feel terrible.
Yikes. By the way, representatives for Harris have not replied to EW's request for comment. But maybe what Bialik needs is a shame bell. And you know who has one? Hannah Waddingham. The Ted Lasso Emmy winner revealed on The Kelly Clarkson Show that she kept that prop from Game of Thrones, on which she appeared as the nun you hear here.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
I have to imagine that is now one valuable prop. Paramount Plus and MTV Entertainment Studios announced Tuesday that they've given the green light to two additional seasons of The Real World reunion show, with the next installment bringing back together members of 1993's The Real World Los Angeles. That will debut later this fall, and MTV and Paramount Plus will reveal which Real World cast is to participate in the third homecoming season at a later date. And speaking of dates, we now know when The Book of Boba Fett will debut. Disney Plus announced that the Star Wars spinoff series starring Temuera Morrison's Boba Fett and Ming-Na Wen's Fennec Shand will premiere on December 29th. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number three.
Now, time to identify today's picks, starting with number three, Unidentified with Demi Lovato. The unscripted Peacock series follows the singer and actor as they attempt to uncover the truth about UFO phenomena, with their sister Dallas and their skeptical best friend Matthew along for the out-of-this-world adventure. Together, the trio will investigate recent eyewitness encounters, dig up secret government reports, and conduct tests at known UFO hotspots, while consulting with leading experts and alleged alien abductees, and maybe even make contact with extraterrestrial life. Here's a preview.
I had this crazy experience that happened to me in Joshua Tree. It was this bright light. It kind of moved in like these weird ways that a plane wouldn't move. My goal is to find out what really happened.
I'm Demi Lovato, singer, activist, and UFO experiencer. I'm hitting the road with my best friend, Matthew, and my sister, Dallas.
Say hi to Night Vision.
Hi, Night Vision.
To investigate the unexplained and the unidentified.
Let's do a skywatch.
What is a skywatch?
Look up. It's a skywatch.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
As Lovato alluded to in that trailer, they had something of a close encounter that led to the series. Here's the singer on why they wanted to make Unidentified and what viewers can expect from the show.
I basically, last year, had a pretty profound experience on my birthday.
And I basically, I made contact, and it was a pretty mind-blowing experience. And ever since then, I started to, you know, look into this more, and I wanted to do a show about it. And it ended up turning out really, really great. We captured some incredible things on camera, and we definitely made contact in one of the episodes, and it was pretty incredible. These lights, I don't really know what to call them. They were like orbs of light, and there was about four or five that showed up for about 2 hours, and it was really, really incredible, really profound, and just one of the best experiences of my life, actually.
Sounds like the truth really is out there. And if nothing else, this show's an opportunity to take a stargazing trip with Demi Lovato. You can have a close encounter with all four episodes of Unidentified on Peacock right now.
Number two.
On to our number two pick, which is a little more earthbound, but still pretty outrageous. The new comedy film Queen Pins reunites The Good Place stars Kristen Bell and Kirby Howell-Baptiste, playing a frustrated suburban housewife and her best friend JoJo, a vlogger with big dreams. The two bond over a shared hobby of couponing, but their ambitions start to spiral out of control as they develop a scheme involving counterfeit coupons, scamming mega corporations out of millions of dollars while delivering deals to legions of their fellow coupon clippers. Soon, a hapless loss prevention officer, played by Paul Walter Hauser, is joining forces with a determined U.S. Postal Inspector, played by Vince Vaughn, to take down these newly minted queen pins of coupon crime. Here's a bit of the trailer.
How come I'm so broke?
The system has set us up to fail.
You know who gets rewarded?
People who don't follow the rules. It's time we start bending them a little.
Where did you get these?
When you send these companies a complaint, they send you a coupon.
For free stuff. All of these free coupons come from one factory.
It's like Robin Hood. We gotta steal these coupons and sell them to families who really need them.
That's money in the bank.
Call it Hustlers meets Extreme Couponing. Queen Pins is streaming now on Paramount Plus.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Queen Pins stars Kristen Bell and Kirby Howell-Baptiste have actually appeared together twice before, not just on The Good Place, but on what other show? Barry, Why Women Kill, or Veronica Mars? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Oso.
Knowing the more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Tonight's premieres also include the return of Big Sky on ABC, picking up in the wake of season one's cliffhanger finale, while also kicking off a new case. This season will also see the return of a familiar face, John Carroll Lynch, who played Rick Ligarski in season one and is back as Ligarski's twin. EW's Maureen Lee Linker recently caught up with Lynch about his return to the show and also asked him, what you watching?
Okay, I have like three different things.
I'm enjoying Evil very much. It's a show that really creeps me out. I'm enjoying that. Obviously, the second part of American Horror Story. So I got four, actually. The second part of American Horror Story season starts this thing. I've decided I like horror. I didn't know that till this year, to watch it. Playing it's fun, but to watch it. And then The Mysterious Benedict Society is fantastic. A really wonderful thing. And I'm rewatching the crazy Battlestar Galactica that they did on FX. So those are four things. Okay, The Mysterious Benedict Society is such a wonderful thing because it has such childlike foundations, but it has such a beautiful world. It creates such a beautiful world. It's like looking into a dollhouse. It's so lovely. And Tony Hale is tremendous playing twins.
Indeed. The Mysterious Benedict Society stars Tony Hale as the leader of the titular society, who recruits four kids for a dangerous mission, as well as his long-lost twin brother. It's fun for the whole family. You can stream that on Disney+. As for Lynch's other recommendations, you can find Evil on Netflix and Paramount+, American Horror Story on Hulu, and Battlestar Galactica on Peacock. And, of course, don't miss the Big Sky season premiere tonight at 10 on ABC. Speaking of ABC, it's time for our number one pick, the season premiere of Grey's Anatomy. The medical drama's 18th season kicks off tonight with another Station 19 crossover, as both shows' characters converge around Seattle's Phoenix Festival. For the Grey Sloan team, that involves treating a patient who had a run-in with illegal fireworks, while the firehouse crew deals with reckless behavior, including a stolen fire engine. Meanwhile, Bailey runs into trouble finding viable new doctors to hire, Owen and Teddy attempt to take the next step in their engagement, and Meredith has a surprising opportunity when she meets a doctor from her mother's past, played by new guest star Peter Gallagher. Here's a preview.
Somebody stole the rig. I can't move.
Transport the patient to Grace Sloan on foot.
Anybody worried about that?
Brace yourself.
Tell me you just saw that too.
Oh my God!
For one heck of a return.
So you want to freeze people?
What the hell?
You were suspended for insubordination and breaking protocols.
Because you did this.
Where the biggest cliffhangers from last season will be answered.
I want a lifetime with you.
Why is your only option marriage?
Gotta say, that feels like it's enough drama for an episode of The Bachelor. But Grey's Anatomy returns tonight at 9 on ABC, and tune in at 8 to catch the Station 19 premiere.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Besides The Good Place, what show have Kristen Bell and Kirby Howell-Baptiste appeared together on? Barry, Why Women Kill, or Veronica Mars? You probably didn't need to be a sleuth to figure this one out. The answer is Veronica Mars. Howell-Baptiste played the owner of a nightclub in the cult favorite show's fourth season, which was released on Hulu back in 2019. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall.